Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, show number 212. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up that stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm hanging in there. All the trick-or-treaters have been by already. How about at your house?
Yeah, we got about a half a dozen or so, not too many. And last time I looked, there were no eggs on my car windows, so it's a good night.
Oh, real good night. A couple years ago, I was my second mother, Mama G, that moved down to Florida, the one I went and took her stuff down last year.
Right, right.
Well, she was a snowbird, and she had a Mazda 6, and she would keep it up here. So she would make me drive it so it wouldn't sit. So last year I brought it home for mischief night to bring it at my house, drive it, and don't you know somebody hits the back of it with a pumpkin? I'm trying to do the right thing. I bring it to my house because nothing ever happened really bad like that. And right. And then somebody throws a pumpkin at the back of it. So I had to take the whole insides, the trunk apart to pop the dent out of the car. Luckily, I got it like 99% out where you really, if you didn't know, yeah, you wouldn't have known. I mean, I told her it happened because right, I felt like an idiot that it happened. She told me, hon, she goes, you didn't do it on purpose. I asked right, you to drive the car, but you still feel like an idiot.
Right.
And it don't take much for me to be an idiot.
Well, like you said, it didn't crease it. It just popped it in. So, like you said, you were able to get it out for the most part. So, did she end up getting the last little bit fixed, or she just left it, let it go at that?
Well, what happened was is when she moved, she bought another one for down in Florida. She had a Mazda 6 down there, too. So, when she sold the house here, she actually gave that car to her son.
Oh.
So he drove it cross country, so he got stuck with it, so she really didn't care, she said. She said it'll have more dents in it than that when he's done
right,
with it. So, but it was a beautiful car.
Yeah.
But anyway, nah, we didn't have anything yet happen. I mean, it was a we didn't get many kids here. We live on a rural street, so we had about 7-8 kids. How about you?
Yeah, like I said, about a half a dozen or so. Every year it seems to go down and down. And, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, we'd go out as soon as the sun set. And, you know, we could, there was no time. Well, I guess there was. I think it was 11 p.m. or something. But now most of the towns and cities have a real controlled, you know, it's like 4 to 7 or 4 to 8, and that's about it. So it's not the big to-do that it was when we were kids.
Nah, and it's, like I said, my area is not that good for it. I closed all the windows up. I already hid the bag of Kit Kats for me, so.
Yeah, well, and with us, having just done Mickey's Not So Scary, in my mind, even though I knew Halloween was still coming, it's already over, you know. That was a Halloween, and in fact, we had a couple of bags of candy that we collected from the party around the house, so, yeah, I really wasn't into it this year anyways.
Nah, you were down there in Mickey World where it's great. Like, Halloween, I have to admit, is probably it's one of my least favorite holidays.
Right.
I do love, now, Florida, being at Disney World, I love Halloween. My wife loves Halloween, so I do whatever I have to do for her. That's her. She loves the whole fall. But she loves the fall colors and everything else like that. So down in Florida, it's beautiful. I mean, I love all the decorations. The pumpkins out in front of the train station is one of my favorite things of any of the decorations Disney has.
Oh, yeah.
But for here, it isn't my thing. I've never been into dressing up. Anybody who does it, like I said, I don't take it. more power to you. Enjoy yourself. Mom likes to get dressed up every once in a while, and they all love to see the kids, and it's cute to see the kids, especially if they have a Disney costume on.
Right, and there are a lot of them. I was out earlier this evening, and, you know, the superheroes are big. I don't know how many Iron Men and, you know, Spider-Man and, you know, all the superheroes out there. So even a lot of Star Wars stuff now, too. So, yeah, Disney, I think, has the market on costumes just because of all the franchises they own.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen more Frozen again this year. It ain't dying down, Dan.
Oh, no, no. I mean, you're right. A lot of Frozen, a lot of Elsa, a lot of... I saw some other princesses, too. But, yeah, that was very strong this year, no doubt.
Yeah, it used to be Cinderella is still popular, but not as popular as them two kids.
Nope, nope. I didn't.
Now, if I was going to dress up, I'd be Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. I'd be the one big eye.
Yeah, I like them. In fact, we took a picture. I think you might have saw it.
Yeah, I did. It was an awesome pic.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, the cast member did it with the phone because we didn't have a memory maker this trip, and we're not buying any of the pictures from Disney. So.
But don't you get it now with your annual pass?
I don't even know, Doug, to be honest.
I think
with
you do. Because I seen Ricky from Be Our Guest saying you might as well take advantage of it now with her annual pass.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Maybe the new one's included, but I'm still on my one from that we bought last year. So maybe the new annual passes. Maybe she had just bought the new one. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the new ones come. I'm almost positive. I mean, you think we know because we do a podcast.
No. Now that you say that, I remember talking about that. I think you're right that it does come with the package.
Exactly. So I don't know if maybe you would have tried to tweak the rules a little bit, saying, listen, what's up? I'm here.
Right.
I want my pictures.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, though. Like, you know how the Mine Train one, they give you the video? My daughter was showing me one, her and her boyfriend. They were in front of the castle, and they were in their costumes. I don't know if I told you. They were Wreck-It Ralph and Penelope or whatever the girl is.
Absolutely, and, yes. That was a good movie.
But, yeah, but anyways, the three hitchhiking ghosts, like in hologram form, you know, like appeared in their little video picture thing. It was pretty cool, actually, the way they did it.
Did they have it?
No. Well, no. I think she may try to buy that one because Disney sends you that. We probably only did like 15, 20 pictures. We still had them bump it onto our Magic Band because even if you don't have it, I think you can still buy it as if it isn't Memory Maker. It's just the Photo Pass thing, right?
Yeah.
It's just a regular.
Yeah.
You know, I think you can buy, you know, one picture if you want. So.
I think you can a la carte it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So it's not the.
Are you impressed with that big word I just came up with, a la carte?
A la carte.
Look at me.
Yeah.
No, but I would like to see that video.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. She showed it to me, and I hope she does get it, or if she don't, maybe I'll buy it and surprise her. But because it was, they've come a long way. We've talked about it before when they used to just have like Tinkerbell or Stitch coming out of the ground, which was cool and still is cool. But I mean, they're doing so much more now with different characters and little video snippets and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. And like we said, to me, and this is just me, if you're going down for your first trip with your family or whatever, and you want to capture all them great moments, I mean, a memory maker is the way to go, because you're going to cherish those pictures and have them for a lifetime. But cool. Like us, I mean, we say this all the time. I mean, I got so many pictures of the same thing, both through Disney or on my iPhone or loaded onto my computer. It's insane how many pictures I have of, the front of the great movie ride. Just pick something randomly. I mean, I have it, I must have 25 pictures of that at different trips we took and different angles. And, it's just crazy.
Yeah, well, like, I don't know, like I've said before, the good thing is if yous are all memory makers, especially with a family, if yous aren't together, you can still see the pictures. Like, everybody gets them. So if you guys are at Animal Kingdom and like you were on that day by yourself and the family's at Epcot, and you can all get pictures taken, and you can still see what everybody else was doing, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's the cool thing, Doc, because you're right. It's like pretty much instantaneous. As soon as those pictures go up, as long as you're all linked together on you know, my Disney experience, you instantly see the pictures. So you're right. You can almost keep tabs on somebody just by looking at the pictures. Hey, they're over on, you know, Kilimanjaro Safaris or whatever.
Absolutely. So I really think that's a really good deal, especially with the whole family aspect.
Oh, it's worth it. It was worth it for us. We did a trip, the trip before this one. And again, you have to work at it. It's kind of like, we're going back to my buffet theory here, but you know, it's kind of the same theory. Would you take that many pictures? You know, I'm talking about character pictures and stuff with your family if you didn't have the memory maker. And like I said before, it comes down to a time thing. You'd be surprised how much time it eats up. 10 minutes here in a line, 15 minutes here. Mm-hmm. You know, you add that up over the course of a week's time, and you may burn a day and a half just standing in line to take pictures.
Well, for me, it would be worth it just for all the rides that have the photo pass on, the photo on it.
Yeah, no. That's true.
That would be, that's where we and Brenda would take advantage of it, on Splash Mountain, on Space Mountain, on, you know what I mean, on Test Track. Because Brenda laughs. She don't believe, like the last time we got one from Test Track,
right,
she couldn't believe I knew right where the camera was. Because I smiled at it. I waved at a camera as we went by. She's like, how'd you know it was there? I said, you might know that I'm addicted to this place. I got issues.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I know, hon. You don't know I sleep with my mouse ears on.
Yeah, well, it's just like when you go on Spaceship Earth, right? You got to know when to make that funny face, so when they do your video at the end, it'll be more funny, right?
Exactly. You know, it's just, you just know these things.
Right.
You
right.
know, when things go really bad, if I can't sleep, I reach over, grab my mouse ears, and I'm out like a light. You know, it's just how it is.
Well, I mean, you know, talking about the time thing, it's just like that picture we took with Sally and Mike. I mean, we happened to be going by. They had just come out, and there was only, I think, two families in front of us with a couple little kids, and there we were, and I said, oh, Mike and Sally, this is cool. I said, let's grab a picture. So it was kind of a spontaneous thing. It wasn't like we sought them out and said, hey, let's get this picture. I mean, if there had been 15 families in line, we would have blew right by it. But it was just, you know, Johnny on the spot type thing. And we said, hey, why not? We're here. Let's get it. And it ended up being a cool picture.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, I mean, if you did Seven Dwarfs Mine, if you did every one of them, just in that alone, if you had to buy each one, it would be worth it. Because everybody in the family can download it. You can download multiple of it.
Right. And with us, with our Disney photo albums, it's kind of weird. Like, regular people just have regular family photo albums, but we have them as well. But we also have, you know, through the years, a Disney album from every trip. And it is kind of cool to look back, not only at, you know, especially the kids growing up and me getting younger each day or each year that goes by.
Absolutely.
No, but I mean, it is kind of nice to, you know, you look at some, you know, I go back once in a while and look at some of the ones from, you know, 10, 12 years ago, and you might see an attraction or something that isn't there anymore, or some restaurant that, you know, used to be there. Or I'm trying to think of one, like over on the boardwalk we ate at.
Spoodles.
Yes, Spoodles was in the background. We didn't eat there that night, but the way we took the picture, I don't know what it was, but that logo with the two spoons on it, I think it was like an orangey, rusty brown sign. Not that it was rusty, but the color
rust. No, the color rust.
Right. But yeah, it's cool to see stuff like that. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. So
That's the one thing I do miss, though, about regular, because we have a regular, beautiful camera that you did 35 millimeter, changes all the lenses, the whole nine yards. It's a beautiful camera. But the one thing on the last four or five trips now that we have our camera, our cell phone, and the digital, they're all on the computer.
Yeah.
You don't print anything out anymore. I miss that.
Yeah. You don't have that tactile thing. I mean, I ran across the other day, it's the funniest thing. Well, not the other day, when we're cleaning out downstairs for the boiler, I keep going back to this, but we found like a drawer that had like 7-8 rolls of film, like, what is it, 400 speed film they used to sell. And they were, the pictures were taken on them, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I'm guessing they were probably from a Disney trip, and we threw them in the drawer, and they just never got developed, and there they sit. So I have no idea whether or not they'd even be able to be developed at this point. But you're right. I remember remember the old days. You'd come back and you'd have all these things.
Oh, we'd be running right to Target, man, and couldn't wait to get them developed. We'd have like 20 rolls, 18. My wife used to be like, "Oh my God, it's going to be 200 hours." I'd be like, "Yeah, the trip that keeps on giving."
Right, and then we'd always get doubles, and you know,
always doubles.
Give them to the family members. My mother would always want a couple, and you know, it was crazy.
Yeah, because we got four or five Disney albums upstairs, but it's like the last four, last five, six trips or more, everything's on the digital, and that's the one thing I don't like. I mean, it is nice looking at them on the TV, because the TV downstairs, you could pop the memory card in, or the PlayStation, yep. You know, look at them all, which is awesome, but there's still something. That's one thing I do miss about, I love technology. But that's, it just feels like wasted money to go develop them off the memory card, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, unless you happen to take a spectacular picture, or there's something, you know, very specific, or you know, you have a special celebration or something. I mean, we've done that. I'm trying to think of what it might have been, and I don't. But, I mean, even with our digital pictures, we have developed some of them. But you're right. If I take, we're spoiled. I mean, you can...
I took 1,000 pictures last trip.
And of them 1,000, I'll bet you at the end of the day, you know, 20 of them would be, you know, photo worthy or printable worthy to, you know, you.
Yeah,
print
printable worthy, but 979 is worth it to me because I'm such a Disney geek.
Right, because you know you have them, you know.
Yeah, because everybody looks at them like, because there's so many pictures I have of obscure things like lanterns and light fixtures and trash cans. Speaking of trash cans, my buddy Dennis gave me my first set of collectible. He lit the fuse for me to buy these trash cans now. But then he got me my first two salt and pepper shaker trash cans from Walt Disney World. So thank you very much, Den.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, those were the food and wine ones. And you've totally welcome. I see. I listen to you, even though you think I don't listen to you. I know you mentioned that probably four or five shows ago. It might have been when Bob was on. I forget, but you said that that was one of the items that of all the merch that came out for food and wine that you took a liking to. So I figure I'd try to get you addicted to salt and pepper shakers. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, I really appreciate it, dude. It was cool, and the thing that I like about them is. They're different. You know how always on this show I said Walt Disney World, I know for a fact I'm the one that started saying this. Walt Disney World is the only place on the planet that you'll eat your food off a trash can.
Right. That is true.
I mean, I can't count. I've said it countless times on this show, but dude, have you ever been anywhere else where you'll take your camera bag off or would you set your briefcase on top of one of the trash cans to look for something anywhere else?
I mean, usually you go out of your way to walk in the other direction from a trash can. If you're back home, it usually smells or, you know, there's bird droppings on it or whatever.
Yeah. At Disney World, it's just like nobody even, like, I don't even think people think of it as a trash can. They think of it as a tray to put their food on.
Right. And then I've had this happen to me when I've been using a trash can, and I'm not, too proud to say it because I've done it, and I've seen Lou do it and everyone else in the Disney community, but people will have to say, excuse me, to try to throw something away.
Absolutely. You forget you're using it. I mean,
and it's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm eating here. What do you mean? How dare you throw a napkin away, you know? And then you got to think, well, wait a minute.
I'm at the trash can.
Right, exactly.
There's been, if I had a dollar for every time that I used them trash cans to put sunblock on, or to grab my wife's lip gloss out, or to switch out the cameras or whatever, every time I set my stuff on top of one of them cans, I could buy a dinner for four at the Le Cellier Steakhouse.
Yeah, you're right. You don't even give it a thought. I mean, from a, you know, a hygiene perspective, I mean,
dude,
usually,
I've never smelled them.
No, they cycle through there and empty those trash cans, especially during food and wine. I mean, food doesn't set. If it did, I mean, think of it. It's so hot in Florida. I mean, if they were keeping food in them for any length of time, they'd start to reek pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing how clean they keep them.
Yeah, I mean, when you really go back to it, I mean, that's one of the things that Disney made its mark on even years ago was, the cleanliness of their parks. I mean, that was one of the things that, Walt was big on, that, he didn't want these seedy, dirty, amusement parks like everyone else had. So that tradition is one of the few that's kind of carried on, and I'm glad that it has, that they do take keeping the parks clean very seriously, and by and large, they do a great job at it.
It's fantastic, and I can't wait to see all the other ones, because we've seen, because how that all started was we've seen a lot of the souvenirs coming out for Food and Wine, and we've seen the trash cans, and then they also have other ones of resorts, and so I can't wait to see all the different collectible trash cans they have now. I'm
Yeah,
in.
so now I see. I didn't even know this. So they have other salt and pepper shakers that are in the same shape of a trash can, only it's painted as whatever it is,
Yeah, I
right?
think they have the Magic Kingdom ones and Epcot ones and of
Oh,
all the
cool.
parks.
Oh, wow.
So
I'm
I'm.
I might have to get myself a set of these.
Yeah, if they come through it, I'm in. I think that's what I seen. They have it of all the parks and different special ones.
Well, and the good thing is, well, the good thing, I mean, they're relatively inexpensive. I mean, they're not an expensive souvenir, and I like the fact that size-wise, it's not like you're buying this big thing that takes up a ton of shelf space. I mean, you could get a little, curio cabinet or, I don't know, some sort of shelf or something, and put several of them on there, and it's not going to take up a whole lot of room.
Well, what I like about it is you wouldn't even know they're salt and pepper shakers if I didn't tell you either. If you wanted to
Yeah.
use them for something else, you could use
Right.
it just for what you're saying is a little decorative to go with your
Yeah.
Disney collection that don't take up. What I like, that's perfect for my wife because it's a subtle Disney. I've told
Right.
you this before. She's not one that's going to wear mouse ears, and she loves Disney as much or more than me.
Right.
But she's going to wear the little Mickey, like the Garanimal Mickey. She's not going to wear Minnie
Right.
Mickey all over her clothes all the time, or we're not going to have the Disney blow up out on the front lawn for Halloween. It's just not going to happen. That's just
As
she...
much as you want that, it's
Oh,
not going to happen.
absolutely. Absolutely. And as we're recording here, our good buddy John Peters just texted me a picture. Him and his wife's out eating crab legs, and he wrote, "Hey Doug, crab leg challenge," and he has a nice piece of crab up for me.
Oh, he must not be eating it on Disney property. He could never afford it, right?
No, I don't know. He might be. He might be. Yeah, he's at
Is he?
Disney.
Is
He's at
ah.
I think he's over at our what you call it, Cape May Cafe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. He loves that place.
Yep.
That's right. He probably did the seafood buffet for dinner, right?
Absolutely. They're at Cape May right now.
Okay.
So,
Awesome.
thanks, John. I will mention you on air as we're recording. You sent me that picture, buddy. Grab a stack for me, a pound for me and Dan.
Right. It's live, only it won't be live when he hears it, but it's live as it's happening, right?
Yep, he's on Disney property because I can actually see the mouse ears and I can see the restaurant he's in.
Ah, that's awesome. I'm
So,
jealous.
absolutely. What it is in the background, there's all the high chairs
Oh,
or whatever it
right.
is, and they have the little Mickey heads on them. So
Yep.
I know he's at Disney property. I can tell by the decorations, that, I mean, the style of the place that he's in. I think he's in the buffet at Cape May.
Yep, that sounds about right. 'Cause he said, you remember you were trying to convince him to go some other places, and he said that his wife and family just loved the Cape May Cafe, so he was going to go there.
Yeah, he got the crab legs. So, manja,
Good for him.
manja. So, you ready to get into some news, my good buddy?
Yeah, a couple things going on here. Let's see. First look at Epcot Innovations exhibit, Colortopia by Glidden. So it sounds like Disney has partnered up with Glidden Paints, and they're going to have some sort of color mix and match. And let's see. This will give guests a new look at color with interactive hands-on experiences when it comes when it opens later this year.
Yeah, they had a little pre-show, a little brief opening, you know what I'm saying? And then
Yep.
they put the walls back up, and then I guess they're tweaking it a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see they're putting something in here. I mean, it's been kind of barren in there, I guess, is the best way to
Well,
put
yeah,
it.
because a couple things pulled out, so it's nice to see things are coming back in, because even though for me, I paint all the time, I'm a general
Right.
contractor,
Right.
drywall painting, remodel. So I get the glitter and paint when I'm even in Epcot. But I do like stuff like this. Like I even like the waste management. I like the Home of Tomorrow. I love the
Yep.
Storm one where you say what shingles are best, what like people ask like to do the question is what's stronger, two garage doors or one big one?
Right. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And right away it's like I'm saying to my wife, it's two, hon. And she's like,
Right.
how can it, you sure? I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
But it's 100% because it's less for the wind to grab, and
Right.
it's sturdier to have two than one. But I like that whole concept of what's better, the asphalt shingles or the terracotta. I like all that stuff. So I like when they add new things.
Yeah, and it also says here there's going to be a phone app that's going to be associated with this where you're going to go out. It says as part of the exhibit phone app, which takes the exhibit out and around the rest of Epcot. So I'm guessing that they're going to show you different colors, maybe on different buildings or attractions, and maybe how they came up with it or
Yeah,
whatever.
what they want you to do is they want you to want to paint your house the same colors the
Right.
TTA is, or the new colors at Epcot. You know what I'm saying? They want you to
Right.
use that paint, and I'm sure when I go to my Home Depot now, glitter, because there used to be Disney paint,
Oh, yeah.
and I
Yep.
think Disney now signed the deal with Glidden, so probably when I go back to my Home Depot next week or Lowe's, or there's going to be a Disney paint with Glidden.
Right. You'll be able to get, most gear gray or something,
Yeah,
right?
soaring blue.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I'd
No.
probably buy it, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Yep. TTA, whatever that new brown is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have that over at Epcot, and then Club Villain is a ticketed event that's coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios in January, and beginning on the 16th, this event takes place in the new Sunset Showcase. With tickets priced at $99 per person, including tax and gratuity, entry to the Hollywood Studios is not included, obviously. Club Villain will be open on most Saturdays. So, what this is going to be is a dancing and chilling with the Disney villains. Sunset Showcase loudly present Club Villain, a frightfully fun dance and dine event. Debuting in January, like I said, the spellbinding event features decadent New Orleans delicacies like tender beef strip loin rubbed with herbs de Provence, voodoo sticky pig wings with citrus gremolata, and spicy shrimp sauteed with andouille sausage, tomato, okra, and onions over a creamy polenta. So, this is like a dancing dinner type thing. Let's see. Trick or treat yourself to fiendish cocktail concoctions, specialty alcoholic plus beer and wine, hilarious stage show numbers, and up close encounters with Disney's most dastardly doomsday divas. Mix and mingle with mysterious, maleficent, hilarious Queen of Hearts, the delirious Evil Queen, and even the always fur-fetched Cruella de Vil will. And wicked jams from our house DJ. So for $100 basically per
You get to
person,
get hammered with all the
and all the villains and
villains.
eat some. I mean, the food, the menu sounds pretty good. I can't say, but I guess if you were gonna do what, it still doesn't add up. I mean, it's still triple the cost of any of the buffets if you were, even going to Ohana or something like that. But villains are hot now. I mean, people love them. I know they did that, the villains thing. Remember that night they did over at the studios? Was it last year? I think it was a weekend or one night or whatever it was, but it was very, very popular. The place was packed and people love the villains. So, looks like they're kind of parlay on that and see if they can't make some money at this.
So with your park ticket, it's a $200 meal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't see myself doing this, but again, I don't think it's geared towards me. I mean, $99 for dinner. Yeah, just you and your wife. There's $200, right? Plus your park ticket. That's kind of steep. But I didn't see here how long it lasts. But I mean, I'm guessing it's a couple hours,
It
right?
better be. No, it's I like anything because it's no I have no skin in the game. It's a new area. It's something. It didn't take anything away from me, if you follow me. There was nothing there
Right.
anyway.
Right, exactly.
So it's something I like at. If somebody else enjoys it, kind of like we talked about on the last show with Mama G, I said, went and seen, Indiana Jones, where we were, picking on it, and she loved it. But you know, whatever, each his own, whatever makes people happy. I love that they have more and more stuff going on out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Who wants to see an empty show building or an empty stage or whatever? I mean, the more things they have, the better. And, you know, who knows? Someday maybe we'll do something like this, or it goes on the bucket list or whatever. But, you know.
A couple hundred people going here might let me get on Toy Story a little faster.
Yeah, there you go. It makes the lines a little shorter for the rest of us. So
absolutely.
It's all good. Let's see here. Moving along. Disney audition call gives more details about the upcoming Rivers of Light at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I got a call back for this.
Did you?
Yeah.
Disney Creative Entertainment.
One of the monkeys I was.
Yeah. Disney Creative Entertainment has put out a casting call to recruit dancers for the upcoming Rivers of Light nighttime spectacular at Disney's Animal Kingdom. The show will open spring of 2016, with speculation hinting Earth Day in April is the target opening for the new show, and soft openings as early as March of 2016.
I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, me too. It seems like we've been talking about it forever, but it's
going to
be
along
with us shortly. Yeah, exactly. The audition is looking for contemporary and Bollywood-style dancers to be choreographed.
See, I do Bollywood then. I just not contemporary.
Oh, okay. Old school then.
Yeah.
To be choreographed by Ilka Simone Mahanty. The dancers will serve as silent narrators, orchestrating the action to convey the spirit of an ancient and timeless celebration.
See, that's the other problem I have. I can't be silent.
Yeah, you'd have to be talking.
I'd be the only talking mime out there, man.
Right. So anyways, it's like the story says here, it's just kind of, a little bit of a, glimpse into what this show might be all about, with no details, of course, but the fact that they're starting to do casting calls for different roles in this show tells you that it's going to be upon us soon, which is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait, man.
I'm telling you, Animal Kingdom's going to be a whole new ball game come very soon.
Stay out of my park.
Yeah. All those people that used to complain they can't come in and see this show, right?
Yeah.
Stay away.
Yeah, let me in there first. At least have the common courtesy to let me see my show that you didn't want to see to begin with.
Right. Let's see here. 1900 Park Fair at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort is offering brunch during the holiday season. A grand brunch at 19 Park Fair will operate from 12:45 p.m. to 3 p.m. from November 22nd to the 28th, and then December 20th to January 2nd. Menu items include carved herb-roasted New York strip loin, made-to-order omelets and eggs, carved floor bean, jerk turkey breast, breakfast burrito bar, vanilla French toast, peel and eat shrimp, Mickey waffles, and bread pudding. Pricing is $23.99 for adults and $12.99 3 to 9. Huh, that sounds pretty reasonable.
Absolutely.
Unlike at breakfast and dinner, there will be no characters. So you get the good food.
What if me and you're there? There'll be a couple characters, but
exactly. I just get a kick out of that. Oh, no, we're giving you good food. You're not getting characters, too. That's out of the question.
No, we only give you bad food with characters.
Right. No, but it's a kind of, I said the price was good. I just assumed there'd be a character or two there, but silly me.
No, don't assume anything, Dan.
Yeah.
This is a family show, so I won't say what it means, but.
Yeah, exactly. Next year, Hollywood and Vine begins a year-round seasonal dine with Minnie Mouse. I guess that was just a test mode that must have went fairly well. But Hollywood and Vine at Disney's Hollywood Studios is moving to an all-character dining with the addition of year-round Minnie's seasonal dine. You'll be able to join Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, and Goofy for dinner celebrations centered in each season. As each new season comes, unique music, decor, and menu items celebrate the winter holiday, spring, summer, and Halloween. Upon arrival, guests will have the opportunity to take a photo with a Disney character, along with a visit from other characters to their table. Each season also offers its own unique table activities and takeaway gifts. The diners are... dinners are priced at $27.99, ages 3 to 9, and $46.99, tax plus tax and gratuity with Disney dining plans will be accepted. So, I like the fact that it's the Fab 5 or 6 or whatever this is. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5. I like that. I like the core characters, if you will.
Absolutely. They're getting, and again, I say absolutely too much tonight. Absolutely, absolutely too much.
Positively.
Absolutely. But anyway, I like the idea that they're adding more. Is it me, or does it seem like they're adding new meet and greet or new character meals like left and right anymore?
Yeah, they're popping up all over the place. And again, it's just a supply and demand thing. I think they're in demand. People are willing to pay the money. And as long as that remains to be, I think we're going to see more and more of these.
I mean, there's not just even characters, but specialty dinners and shows and... It's like it's coming out of the woodwork. Pretty soon you're going to go to Rose and Crown or Le Cellier. Nobody's going to be there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, back in the day when we started going, I mean, you had your Hoop-Dee-Doo Review and a couple of others.
Yeah, Cinderella's Royal Table. Yeah. You had one here. You had Hollywood and Vine. You had one in each park. Now they're all over the place.
Yeah, well, like I said, to me, we just talked about John over at the Cape May. I mean, that's a character. Dinner, isn't it? I think they have...
I thought it was just breakfast. I didn't think it was dinner anymore.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you are right. Yeah. It's during the morning. I've seen the characters there.
Exactly. But he did confirm. He texted me back saying that's where he was at the Cape May Cafe. So you're not hiding from us. We MacGyver. I mean, what did we do? Starsky and Hutched you. We figured it out. We did
Columbo'd
our detective school. Our detective school. You're getting real old with Columbo.
I am old.
Yeah, at least Starsky and Hutch, we look halfway decent. We were a little bit of sex symbols back in the 70s. Columbo never was.
No, that's true. I like Peter Falk.
I like the bird.
Yeah. Oh, right. this next story, they have some photos here, and I didn't look at them. I don't know if you looked at them. I'm talking about the permits reveal some of the scope of the expansion coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
The way it looks, they're going to be filling in some wetlands and make the park even bigger. Looks like there's going to be an expansion on the park.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. But the point I was trying to make is I don't really have my bearings looking at this map as to, I don't know if it's going to be more to the east or north. Or I should have looked at this before we started recording. And as usual, I didn't do my homework. Yeah, I dropped the ball. Yeah, let's just say that there will be an expansion to Disney's Hollywood Studios. And we'll report on this next week. We'll look at this in depth and see if we can give you guys some more details. But just looking at it briefly, it looks like it's going to be a pretty significant expansion by the looks of it here. So that's a good thing, because as we know, with Toy Story Land and Star Wars Land coming in there, they need more space to do all this. And the fact they're doing it tells you that these lands are going to be pretty significant adds to the to the park itself and the footprint of the park.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing now is, Dan, from me reading the print here, it's out the back behind where the wetlands are going to be is going to be behind where Lights, Motor, Action and all was. The way I'm seeing it going straight back.
Okay.
Because if you went to the right, pretty much, if you think about it, the end of Sunset Boulevard and all, I don't think there would be room because that's taking you over towards the Swan and the Dolphin.
Right. Well, I mean, and that to me, that's the $64,000 question, too, because I know a lot of Disney fans, myself included, really enjoy like Echo Lake. And we've been talking about Indiana Jones. Will it stay? And the assumption always was that it's going to go. But if this expansion is going to give them enough land to do these two new lands that are coming, maybe some of that stuff will be spared. And like I said, I know they're making a new Indiana Jones movie, and it would seem kind of crazy, although I guess they could do a different attraction or a new attraction, but maybe they retheme Indiana Jones or something and keep it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, it's all going to be speculation, and the other areas is way back and off to the right. So everything looks, from what I'm seeing now, but I could be wrong, and I'll even look into it more from the prints. But the way it looks like to me is that everything's going back behind, and it's going back towards Buena Vista Boulevard.
Right. Makes sense. I mean, it makes total sense because we know they're not going to touch Sunset Boulevard. I mean, where Fantasmic is and, you know, the Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster. I mean, those things are mainstays and probably some of the more popular attractions on all of Disney property. So I see that side of the park kind of just staying, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's but whatever it's going to be, man, it's a really extensive overtaking. This park's going to be a lot bigger from what I'm seeing.
Well, that's a like we said, that's a good thing. More things to do, more things to see, and we all win. Like we said, even if we're not the biggest Star Wars fan, and you know, even if you don't like Toy Story, which I don't think I know anybody that doesn't like it, but you know, these new lands are going to be cool.
No, I mean, yeah, there's a proposed bridge. I mean, it looks like expansion all the way around it. I mean, it's a very big expansion from what I'm seeing. It's going
Absolutely.
back and it is going out the sides. You can see,
Good.
I mean, the way it's looking, there's a proposed pond here, existing box. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here. I can't wait to start narrowing it down. I mean, it has me excited now that these prints are posted. It makes it even more real.
Exactly. Once you see the prints, you know that you know they can go to construction fairly soon.
Yeah, there's proposed bridges here, bridge there. I mean, there's some different, lot of stuff going on here. I can't wait to see what they do. Yeah, it's just nice. You know, it was exciting not knowing where they were going. Now that you're seeing they're adding even size to the park and filling in wetlands and stuff like that, I can't wait to see where they're going with this.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, and well, yes, it's going to be exciting. I'll just leave it at that. I
Yeah.
was going to head over to another park, but I'm not going to do that. Let's see. Rabab Fusion performs at Epcot's Morocco
Did you get to see
Pavilion.
them when you were down there?
No, there was not the two times that I walked by the Moroccan Pavilion, the stage was all it was not open. Nobody was playing there, and I did not see these guys. But anyways, this Rabab Fusion is the latest new act to take stage in Epcot's World Showcase, performing at the Morocco Pavilion. Rabab Fusion celebrates Morocco's Amazigh Berber culture as it flies from the 70s style funk to Afropop dance vibes and slow jams to high energy call and responses choruses and featuring the one string bowed rebab. So yeah, these it looks pretty colorful. They got some colorful get-ups on here, and you know, I
You
think
like
I'll check
music
them
around
out.
World Showcase. I like any kind of music they add.
Like I said, I don't think, well, I don't know. I'm not even going to say what I would do because I haven't heard them yet. So I'm going to wait until I hear them before I say anything about them.
Oh, I know I'll enjoy it, and it's just me knowing me. I love the mariachis over in Mexico. I love all the authentic music to that country. I love when they're playing specialty music over China or Japan. Anytime they have any kind of music going on from that country, I like to just chill and soak it all in because it even makes it more feel like you're there. It does, if that makes sense to you.
Oh yeah. Just, you know, even the flag show. I know I periscoped that, and like I always said, I mean, I was sad that some of the acts that they got rid of to put some of these in. But I mean, this all these guys, at least from what I could tell from their accents and stuff, were from Italy, or maybe they were doing college
They
program.
100% had to be.
Yeah, I mean, they were very good at what they did, and you know, everyone that I saw that was in the Italy Pavilion that day were very pleased and happy, and a big, huge crowd gathered around, and they were well received. So even though hearing, oh, a flag, you know, show or whatever they call it, when you're there, and you know, especially, and this is what happened to us, it often does happen at Epcot or Disney parks in general. We were just meandering in through the pavilion, and it just, you know, just started. I mean, we had no idea that it was going to happen. I'm sure it was in the park guide, but I mean, we weren't paying attention to it, and all of a sudden some horns started blowing and guys started hooting and hollering, and in they came, and you know, it was kind of a spontaneous thing for us, but we enjoyed it.
I think in all the years that I've gone to Disney, all the trips to Epcot, I don't think I've ever once looked at a guide map and went to see any of the groups play. And that's even, cause that's even with Off Kilter. Every single group, everything I've seen, the British Invasion, every time it's just because I was walking by and I went up and enjoyed it.
Right.
I just soak World Showcase in. I never really have any itinerary for World Showcase. I have my Fast Pass for Soarin' or Test Track, but World Showcase, it's always by the seat of my pants. I don't like to have anything planned for back there. I just like to come and go as I please when I'm roaming World Showcase, because I love the idea you never know what you're going to run into. I mean, how many times you seen the mime in France? You've never planned on him or her being there.
No, but when he comes out and slams his chair down or whatever, and you hear that noise, you know, well, then you're like, oh, yeah, great. You know, the mime's coming out.
And the statue, too. You know, my dad, we were with him, and all of a sudden she started to move.
So
things like that, that's what I love. And Off Kilter was just playing, and every time Off Kilter, I've stopped to listen to them. They were just playing. Even the last trip when I was there with my sister-in-law, when, remember, it was their last time. I didn't even play. I feel bad. I loved Off Kilter, but I didn't even plan on seeing them then. I knew it was their last, but we seen it anyway.
It just worked out that way, but you didn't plan your day around it.
No, I never do. The same thing with the Streetmosphere entertainers. The last time I said my sister-in-law was flirting with the one. She wasn't flirting, but she thought the one was cute.
Yeah.
So we had to sit there and watch. So me and Brenda went in and got candy. We got ice cream.
Right.
We stayed and watched and roamed the rest of Sunset Boulevard. So I love all that. And that's the stuff that when you think about the price, it makes it worth it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I mean, that to me, that's what makes World Showcase, and that you have all of these shows and different performers that are, you know, kind of representing their country, I guess you would say. But it kind of comes naturally, like you say, as you're walking around. I mean, we did try to seek out the British Invasion over in the United Kingdom, but the day we were there, I think it was their off day or whatever, they weren't playing at all, which was disappointing. That was one thing that we stayed and watched a set on our last trip, and we liked
it
so
much. They're awesome, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are. And, you know, even though I love the former group that was there, I like the new group even better, because they play all the British music, where the other group focused just on the Beatles.
I like the newer version, too, with all the different, because you don't know what you're going to hear every time. And it's cool just roaming down Tudor Lane, and then you walk upon them playing, and we seen them last trip again.
Right.
And that was some of the things that my sister-in-law enjoyed the most. Like, she was into all that, which was cool, and I was happy for her. It was, you know, it was times that made her happy when we were down there.
Right, and that's why I love Epcot so much. I mean, you know, I love Test Track. I love Soarin' and some of the other attractions as well. But I could go to Epcot 3 days in a row, not ride a single attraction, and still have a blast.
Mm-hmm. But you're right, and that's what I was saying also with Streetmosphere at the studios.
Right.
When they start doing the comedy and all that stuff, that stuff's priceless.
Yeah. I agree. I enjoy that stuff more than that. I mean, sometimes the wife will, you know, run into a store or something, and I'm totally content standing there watching, you know.
Oh, absolutely. They pull up the director chair and all this other stuff, and it's like, it's just funny, because it's like you're really there. It's like you feel like you're on a movie set, as stupid as it sounds, you know what I mean? But you really do. It just, the whole atmosphere is perfect. And then, like, back in Italy, how many times have you ran into the acrobats with the chairs, balancing the chairs and all that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never looked for that on my guide map.
Right. And, I mean, those performers, is it in China that do the acrobats?
Absolutely. They're awesome, too.
I mean, they are great athletes, those folks. I mean,
they're awesome.
The stuff they do and balance on those beams and sticks and
absolutely.
Flags waving and all kinds of stuff going on.
Between them and those Italian guys, the ones on those chairs, dude, when he's balancing at the top of them, I'm waiting for him to fall every single time. I'm like holding my breath. I'm like, dude,
right.
Really? But that, all that stuff is awesome. And the thing with the like when the prices come out, we all get aggravated, which I do too. But and
right.
then we'll go into, well, if you went to New York City and seen a Broadway show, you'd pay what you
right.
paid just to see The Lion King.
That's so true. You're absolutely right. It's all in. You got to put it all in perspective. It's the value you get for your dollar, the entertainment you get, I guess I should say, is you're still getting a good deal when you take it all into consideration.
I mean, for $100, if you went to the Animal Kingdom and you seen The Lion King, you went and seen Finding Team Nemo, Flights of Wonder, got on Kilimanjaro Safari and did dinosaurs. If you did some, all them things like in New York City or something, you'd be like $500.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
If it was five shows that were equal to what they are.
Oh, absolutely. And you throw in a roller coaster there and,
yeah.
you know, Everest. I mean, it's, you know, and then once they have this Rivers of Light show, I mean, it's just going to be off the charts. And, yeah, prices will go up, but... relatively speaking, for the you know, if you do it right and you're there at rope drop and you take it all in as much as you can in a day, you're gonna get, you know, 10-12 hours of entertainment for, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to, you know, like you said, going into a major city, New York, Chicago, whatever, to see a show or whatever. It's still a great value.
I mean, Lion King was playing in Philadelphia, where, you know, and they were like $70 for the tickets we were looking at. I mean,
oh, yeah.
A piece. There's a buck for. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's not worth it. But the point of it is if you put it in perspective, like you said, for the same thing like Epcot, for Illuminations and all the shows and all the entertainment you get from around the countries. I mean, it's expensive, but in the grand scheme of things, it's if you look at it compared to everything else, it's not that bad. It's a good deal, actually. I mean, you go to the movies, it costs you $50 anymore.
Yeah, and that's, what, an hour and a half, and you're out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, by the time you buy popcorn, soda, and the whole nine yards, you're at least $40 for two of you. It's $30-$40.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
So.
Oh, let's see. We got off on a tangent there.
We always do.
Yeah. Yeah, everything else is pretty much. We talked about the Magic Bands. The big deal there is, I think I did hear you were wondering if what you could put on there. I believe 11 characters is the most you can put on now for personalization.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard that somewhere. So I don't know if you'd be able to get Doug and then WDW Main Street, or maybe I don't know. But the big thing with these is, again, I never realized this, but I guess there is a purple Magic Band.
Yeah,
that
that's what everybody's into, the
yeah,
purple
so
one.
Everybody's trying to get that or whatever. And I'm looking at my string of Magic Bands here, and I do not see a purple one, so I guess it is elusive.
mine's green, blue, red, you know, the normal color. I have a few
yeah.
of each, couple, you know, I don't know. I just can't wait to go. I wouldn't mind having one personalized one. Especially if you have an annual pass and you live down there, it would be nice to have a couple of these decorative ones if you're
yeah,
going all the time.
Yeah, they are cool. There's no doubt about them. And I told you, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show. We were talking off the air or whatever. But like at Disney Pin Traders now, they have a whole section that's all Magic Bands. And they have some really cool ones, even before, not even these customized ones, but even the regular ones. I think the ones that are $24.95,
yeah.
if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they got something for everyone. If you just like the regular Mickey Mouse, they have that. If you like Pirates of the Caribbean,
yep,
they have that.
Haunted Mansion, all that stuff.
Jack Skellington, I mean, the princesses, you know, they have almost everything. So, you know, I could see myself getting one at some point.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Well, we moved there, Dan. I could see me asking for them for Christmas and stuff like that. You know, it
yeah.
would be something just to have different ones to go if you're hanging out. Because, like, my good friend Mrs. Goff, she would... she lives down there now, and she finally got her annual pass this year, and that's why she went over to Indiana Jones. Like, she couldn't comprehend what I was talking about going all the time once I lived there. She just got her annual pass a month ago, She's already been there like 10 times now. She keeps going. Every time I'm talking, the other day, she's like, well, because she's retired, and she should. I'm glad she's doing it. She's 70 years old, and her boyfriend, her friend, is going over there all the time now. She said they were going out to lunch, and they got on their iPhone, and they got a fast pass for Soarin', so they were headed over to Epcot for the afternoon.
That's perfect. I mean, you're right. I'm glad she's enjoying herself, and she's living the dream right now.
Exactly, and she thought I was not nuts, but she couldn't wrap her head around it because she's lived down there a few years. She's been there a couple times, but now that she has the annual pass, it's so convenient. She's 20 minutes away. Half an hour. So they're now, like the other day, they were at the studios. She was calling me up to ask me, where should we eat? Where's a good place to eat? Because they had not been to the studios that much. So I was telling them 50s prime time, if you want to have some fun, if you want something. And the food is, you know, down home fried chicken, meatloaf, you know, staples. Or if you want to go to something a little more expensive, go over to the Brown Derby. And I was explaining everything. But it was really cool now that she's calling me up. She's called me up like three or four times in the last couple of weeks for questions about being at the parks.
Right.
And they're just going it on a whim. You know, just hopping in the car and heading over there because they have their annual pass.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at some point they may tire of it a little bit, but I think if you live there and, like you've always said, you know, you pop over for a couple hours, or maybe you pop over for a coffee after dinner, even if you don't eat at the parks, you eat at home, or if you go out to a local restaurant, then stroll around World Showcase, maybe get a cappuccino or something and a pastry and just take in the night or something like that. That would be awesome.
Absolutely. Just go have dinner at one of the resorts at Boardwalk or Yacht and Beach Club, even if it's outside, or you grab a snack at one of the hotel fast counter, because you can't afford to go out to eat 2-3 times a week at Disney World every week. But you can afford to go split a lobster roll at Columbia Harbor House at night, or maybe go over and grab some takeout or something at the, go to Japan, eat outside, do takeout, and grab a school bread and watch Illuminations.
Right.
You could do that stuff a couple nights a week.
Exactly. Yeah, right. You don't have to commit to a sit-down, you know, $45 per entree meal every night. Because, like you said, that's not realistic for most of us. I mean, some people may be able to afford that. But I don't think when I'm retired, I'm going to be able to, you know, eat out 3, 4, 5 times a week at Disney. That's,
but
you
could afford to go once or twice a week and just... Like, me and Brent share all the time, so that's what I'm looking forward to. And I'm just glad that she's doing it. And I'm also glad because it's given me another perspective, like I said, with Indiana Jones. You know, so it's nice to have, you know, her living there now. And I'm getting some more info from the senior side, which we could use on this show, too.
Right.
Some senior input, even though we're getting closer and closer, Dan.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, maybe... I've said it for quite a few years now. It's less about the attractions and more about the atmosphere with me at Disney. And that's what's always, you know, drew me in early on. You know, just the sights,
difference.
The sounds, the smells, the difference. Yeah, all that stuff. And, yeah, the attractions are cool. And, you know, I'll still go on them. And I'm not saying I'm against the attractions. But to me, those are secondary now. Like I said, I can go to a park and not ride a single thing and still have a fantastic time.
Oh, we did that many a times last year. I mean, the last trip we did rides, but we were more into just roaming around. You know, that's our whole thing now.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be about it for this one, Dan.
Yeah, we gabbed for a while here. There was quite a bit of news, and I think we're getting a little long in the tooth here.
So I'll let you go. We got another review coming up with our good friend Elsa. We'll be recording with her very soon, another trip report. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm sure on the next one we'll also do a little bit more about your trip. And we're getting tired now, Dan. So you want to pay the tab and we'll move on?
Yeah, I got tables in Wonderland, so I'm going to use that and save a few bucks and leave the tip, too.
Okay, 20% discount with tables in Wonderland.
There you go.
We want to thank everybody that went over and left us a review. We really, really appreciate it, guys. And anybody else that can do it for us, we'd really appreciate you head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at WDW Main Street. And you guys, everybody have a safe and wonderful week, and we will talk to you real soon. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.